Obama to meet Middle East leaders, Gaddafi losing control of Sabah, and Netflix sees trouble on Twitter. Wednesday the 21st of September, this is Newsbyte. US President Barack Obama will urge his Palestinian counterpart Mahmoud Abbas to drop a bid for UN recognition of statehood later today. Mr. Obama will also meet Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu amid frantic diplomacy aimed at averting a crisis. The US President has vowed to veto the bid, backing Israel's view that direct talks offer only the route to peace. But efforts by US, European, Russian and US mediators have yet to produce guidelines for the resumption of talks. And Libya's interim rulers, the National Transitional Council, say their forces have now taken control of much of the city of Sabah, 750 kilometres south of Tripoli. They say that they had reached the city centre, but that there was still resistance in sub-districts. Sabah was considered one of the key remaining strongholds of fugitive leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's forces. Fierce fighting continues at other Gaddafi holdouts, Bani Walid and Sirte. And Netflix's plans to rename its DVD rental business Quickster have hit problems. While the firm has secured the web domain for Quickster, the Twitter handle for it is the property of an American man called Jason Castillo. Mr. Castillo had let the account languish until Netflix announced its intent to relaunch its DVD business. Now he is debating how much to sell the account for and will not hand it over unless he's making bank. Netflix boss Reed Hastings unveiled Quickster via a blog post that explained why the DVD rental by post service was being renamed. The website for Quickster has been secured and it promises that the service will be coming soon. I'll be back again very shortly with more of today's top stories, but for now, I've been Andy Malarkey and this has been Newsbyte.